And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. I hope you're teed up for a good weekend. I know I am, and we are right after the show here. I'm headed north with my bride, and we're just going to go spend a night together. It seems like every weekend I either had a barbecue going or we had people over, you know, and I'm cooking for them, and now it's just a little bit of a getaway. So we're going to just do an up north couple days, one night type thing and have some fun.
Sounds fun.
We've been talking about chili.
And pumpkins.
Yeah, and pumpkins. And if you put your chili in your pumpkin, I don't know what that's called, but it's creative.
You know, when I was a young banker, I had a regional office in Cincinnati, and I went down there every month. And the first time down there, I had to stay for a couple of weeks, and my counterpart down there grabs me at lunchtime. He goes, "You ever had Cincinnati chili?" I go, "No." He said, "Come on. We're going." And I'm like, "Well, tell me about it." And then we're walking over there, and he's telling me, "Well, it's kind of like chili, but they put chocolate and coffee." And I'm like, "Oh." And then they put it on spaghetti noodles, and I'm thinking, this sounds horrible. And we walked in, and I smelt it, and it's like, oh, kind of cool. And then I see it coming out in plates, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting really hungry. Cincinnati chili is made famous mostly by Skyline now as the dominant brand, but it's basically a chili sauce that's ground beef and tomatoes, but they actually do add coffee and chocolate to it, and it just changes the profile. Instead of cumin, excuse me, it's got a different, it's wonderful. Just like a Coney sauce isn't chili, it's different.
Right, and
it's
that's what wonderful. I would say about the Cincinnati chili is that I make chili, it's chunky. There's whole beans, there's diced meat, there's bigger chunks of onion, bigger chunks of
right.
peppers and things.
Yeah.
This is not pureed, but it's smooth.
It's like somebody chewed it for you.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth, yeah.
So Cincinnati chili, if you go to Skyline, and if you don't live anywhere near Ohio or don't want to venture into that state because they'll eat your cats.
just the people that aren't from there.
Yeah.
That's all. That's a whole nother discussion.
That was funny. Right. You can buy it at Kroger. You can buy cans of Skyline at Kroger, and you can do your very own. So a Skyline chili, I get it five ways. That's the max they do it. And it's basically spaghetti noodles, and then they put kidney beans on top, and then they pour the Skyline chili sauce on top, and then they put tons of finely shredded cheddar on top, and then they put chopped onions on it, and they serve it to you with some oyster crackers around the side because the chili always leak, the noodles always leak a little bit. And then there's a bottle of hot sauce on every table. And I'm so excited right now just thinking, and I'm not even going to get any today, but
right.
It's so stinking good. Every time I go to one, I have to post it. I do ratings on restaurants all the time, and that thing is just one of my absolute favorite foods.
Right,
and that's Cincinnati chili. Well, you can make your own, and I found a recipe that is pretty good. It's still better just to buy the Skyline. But this one's pretty good. It's ground chuck, it's garlic, two Hershey bars, a little wine vinegar, some EVO, and I use the garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company, and then a large can of tomato sauce, three ripe tomatoes diced, some white pepper, allspice, some sugar, a little bit of cumin, tablespoons of paprika, so it's pretty good there, and a tablespoon of cinnamon. And that,
so you got chocolate and cinnamon in there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that one didn't have coffee. So, and that's why I tried it, and it actually turns out quite good. You can get this on thegrillingguys.com, and just in the search bar on top, just put Cincinnati chili in. And I know our producer, Mr. Scott Pastor here, the owner of the station, is going to go home and try this when he gets out of here.
Yeah, we didn't mention Conrad is not with us today. He had some medical challenges. As you guys know, maybe you don't know, Conrad is in need of a kidney. And so he has been challenged with dialysis these last few weeks and had a little hiccup in that process yesterday. Had to have a little outpatient surgery, we were told. Yeah. He came through just fine, but yeah. wasn't here today to produce this. Our thoughts are with you, Conrad, that you, one, get over this hurdle, which I believe you have, but two, that there's somebody out there that, that has a blood type like yours, and we match it up and
yeah.
get you a kidney.
I believe it's type O.
Right, yeah. O positive, I think he said, or something like that. But anyway, it's all through St. Mary's Hospital here in West Michigan yeah. that it's all coordinated through. And
what a terrible challenge to have, though.
Right.
I mean, you take it for granted.
Right.
So be easy on your kidneys if you're a heavy drinker.
Yeah, and this is a hereditary thing because his sons have it too, or one of them. But anyway, by all means, Conrad has blessed us to talk about this. I don't want to want you thinking we're talking out of school, but
no,
he needs some help.
He needs a volunteer.
Right.
He needs somebody that can donate a kidney.
Right. And his one son gave a kidney to the other. I mean, this thing is deep in their family. So
yeah.
it's our thoughts are with you, buddy. And we're praying for you. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. So back to that Cincinnati thing. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, punch in Cincinnati chili, and this recipe will kick out. Another one that you'll notice, and I'm not going to cover the whole recipe because we're probably a little short on time, but Rob Russell turned me on to one that's called the Green Menace.
Okay.
And you said I'm going Verde. I am going Verde because
right.
the Green Menace, I believe it actually came out of Canada, but it's with a bit of a Verde profile, which, of course, is going to call for Hatch peppers out of Colorado or New Mexico.
Okay.
And tomatillas. And the Green Menace is...
Tomatillas are those little... They look like they got a wrapper on. They're about
the
size of a...
Yeah, it's a green-looking tomato.
Golf ball, maybe.
It's a green tomato with... pardon me, I need a drink of water.
Yeah, the tomatillos got a little paper wrapper on them. And you peel that off, of course, before you use them. But there's a green tomato-like fruit in there.
And you can roast those. You can leave the skin on that tomatilla. You can take it off. I smoked them lots of times. And I'm not the biggest Hatch chili fan, so I'll use green chilies and jalapenos.
Mm-hmm. Poblanos are good in that, too.
Yep. You end up with a green chili, and then, of course, smoked pork shoulder, pork butt, barbecue is what you chop up to put in this Green Menace.
Right.
And then I've made it several times. It's actually really quite good. You serve that over rice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's no beans in it, which when Rob told me about it, I'm like, well, it's not chili if there's no beans.
Right.
People say they want no bean chili. I scoff.
Yeah. Right. But it's
fantastic.
Different. It's good. Those tomatillos got a little tang to them. They're not sour, but it's just a little bit tangy, and that's a really different profile than most chilies are. My mom made chili. There was always some sugar in it because she liked to take the edge off the acidity of the tomatoes, so she always thought that sugar was the way that was going to happen.
And it does.
But people that eat my chili because of that influence, they're always like, there's something just a little different about it. And that's the cool thing about chili. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Everybody's family has some way that they've done
it's
a little
heritage.
Twist. And you know, you get to try it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And
man,
we're running out of time here, but I want to encourage people to go to our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. There's so many of these recipes on there. But on the right-hand side, you'll see all of our sponsors, and we encourage you to trade with our sponsors. Now more than ever, as the economy starts to slow down, it's time to support those who are supporting you, and they support this show. We want to send lots of love out to places like Garrett's Appliances.
Right.
Unsung Heroes. That company is so fantastic to do business with. I don't care if you're getting a basic refrigerator. If you're going to the big box store, you're losing out because they're going to job out the delivery and they're going to job out the service when it's time.
Right.
Garrett's has an army of service people.
Right.
They'll be in your house when you call them.
Right.
And that's fantastic. Another one is MyPillow. You can go on to MyPillow and the code is BBQ.
Right.
if you make your purchases for presents and stuff, you know, we might get a small commission on it. It might only be 5 cents on a pillow, but we'll take it because we pay for this show and we work hard to keep it on. So thanks for joining us. Make sure you check us out, like us on social media, and go out and make somebody really envious of your grill.
You've been talking to the Grilling Guys or listening to us. We've been talking to you. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.